But it happened upon one dreary winter night during a tremendous snowstorm which was banging the shutters and doors of the house so as to keep up a continual uproar, that Ned, having waited in the parlor for the philosophers until midnight, set out to invade their retreat, not doubting that he should find them deep in study. When he entered the library, both candles were burning in their sockets with long, untrimmed wicks. The fire was reduced to its last embers, and in an armchair on one side of the table, the parson was discovered in a sound sleep over Jeremy Taylor's Ductor Dubitantium, whilst Frank, in another chair on the opposite side, was snoring over a folio edition of Montaigne. And upon the table stood a small stone pitcher containing a residuum of whiskey punch, now grown cold. Frank started up in great consternation upon hearing Ned's footstep beside him, and from that time almost entirely deserted the library. Mr. Chubb, however, was not so easily drawn away from the career of his humor, and still shows his hankering after his leather-coated friends.